At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
It's a Wonky Show special. It's Eurovision week, and to celebrate on the site this week, we're on a little trip around European HE. And in this special episode of the podcast, we're talking to Twente and Shede about teaching, learning, project work, and creating tomorrow. It's all coming up. Welcome to The Wonky Show, your weekly way into this week's higher education news, policy and analysis. I'm Wonky's Associate Editor Jim Dickinson, and in a special episode this week, we're talking to Bram van Uden, the President of Twente Students' Union in Enschede in the Netherlands. Just a bike ride away from the German border, Twente is the country's only campus university, set in the sumptuous surroundings of a 140-hectare estate with woodland, meadows, water and robots and technology and entrepreneurialism. So, Bram, look, it's great to have you on. Commiserations. The Netherlands, sadly, not through to Saturday night's Eurovision final. is there an event on campus for students to watch the show on Saturday?
Well, I think a lot of students watch it. I think within our student bar, there's always a place to watch the show. So I think they had a great night. Great campus.
Excellent stuff. So, by the way, if you're interested, there's a terrific paper from Twente academics on allegations of political and biased voting in the context. We'll put a link in the show notes. Now, Bram, we met in January on our coach tour with Students' Unions, and I think it's safe to say we were pretty impressed with what we saw. Can you start for us by giving a sense of what the university is about? You know, why is it different to other universities in the Netherlands?
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, indeed, we had you over at January, and we got the chance to give you a great view of what our university is. So we have a really nice campus, as you already said, within the Netherlands. It's green and everything is located fairly close to each other. And the university here in Twente is kind of unique. The university really focuses on development of the student, and development isn't only education. Development is also learning soft skills. And that's why the curricular and extracurricular part here at the University of Twente is put into a little bit of a spotlight. The student is number one in its development, and the university makes sure that it can explore and develop his talents in the best way possible.
Well, I mean, you know, fascinating stuff. And I mean, look, I mean, I guess there are a number of universities that might say something similar. But one of the things we've been talking about actually on the site this is some of the kind of educational nuts and bolts of some of the things we've seen in Europe. So, you know, if I think about Twente, undergraduate programs, you know, 180 ECTS credits. Give us a sense of what a typical 15 credit Twente module looks like. You know, what is a module like at Twente?
Yeah, so we have a lot of different programs here, but generally it consists of 40 hours a week of workload for 10 weeks in a row. And what really stands out is the amount of project work that you do here. So collaborating with others, with other fellows, and also get a good experience of that. Also interaction and the facilitation that we have here at campus is unique, which brings out a lot of opportunities to explore within studies.
Yeah, so when you say project-based, I mean, what does that look like? So, you know, I mean, presumably there are still lectures and seminars, but how do projects fit into a module?
So you have lectures to get information and work sessions to actually, get your way with all the content. But a project, it's one step further. It's actually making it a little bit more concrete, collaborating with others. For example, within my studies of industrial engineering and management, we do a lot of projects to actually see in what way you can apply the content that you learned and see all the perspectives about it. And it gets so much depth to the learning curve that you have And that's great.
So give us a, I mean, you when you were on your program, give us a sense of a couple of the projects that you might have been involved with and which other students you were talking to.
So, for example, during one of my modules, I collaborated with multiple studies, and they got a roller for kids, and they asked us to make improvements, innovations to their roller. And so we did. So this was the company Bugaboo, and we developed with multiple studies a solution for them by applying all the knowledge that we had learned to get a little bit of a different perspective of what you can actually do with all the knowledge to see what research is about in practice.
Yes, that is interesting. And how's that assessed? So, you know, are there exams? Does someone sort of watch a presentation at the end? What does assessment look like in that kind of?
Well, it's mostly a part of the module. So you're assessed by the group, you're assessed on individual work. So the work that you put out, for example, within a report. But of course, you also have to know the theory that's there, and you will get tests about it. So yeah, that's also, of course, a main part of your module.
Yes, interesting. And when you say, I mean, you know, are some of those projects, you know, are there sometimes opportunities to do interdisciplinary projects? So, you know, you're I think, from an engineering and business student, right? So do you sometimes get to work on projects with students from across the university?
Yes. So the example that I just gave was with three different studies. Also, we have, of course, our minors where we explore within different studies. So you are with two modules for a semester. You're working with other students also from other studies. And within the university, they really try to combine with other studies. So you get a multidisciplinary view of what you can do with knowledge and how you can combine different kind of knowledge to each other to make or to form a solution.
Yes, that's really interesting. And when you say, I mean, just to stick with this for a minute, when you say to find a solution, one of the things I think that, you know, we're quite intrigued by, okay, is the idea of kind of problem-centered learning, where, you know, there are challenges and problems where one has to find a solution. This is not necessarily universal in the kind of UK education system, but there's something about the Dutch education system more broadly, isn't there, that is focused on problem solving.
Yeah, I think you can say the University of Twente thinks that challenge-based learning is an essential part of working and working for the future. Also lifelong learning, so not only working, learning as a young student, but throughout your life is essential for the future. And that's why they also put focus on there. A part of challenge-based learning is, of course, these projects I talk about, but it's also developing on extracurricular parts. It's the whole process going through as a student to develop yourself to the full extent.
Yes, fascinating stuff. Now, we'll get to the extracurricular stuff in a minute, but I mean, before we get there, can you give us a sense of what your week looks like? So, you know, what are people doing throughout the week? Are they on campus? Are they meeting in the city? Are there lots of students that have part-time jobs? You know, what's student life like for a typical student throughout the week?
For a typical Dutch, or well, a student that lives here in the Netherlands, or in Twente, well, that's hard to say. Everybody does it differently, but if I would guess, then they would go to their classes, of course, have a lecture, have a work meeting. Mostly there's a project group which you are involved in. Within the lunch, they grab a lunch somewhere. We have a grocery store here, or they bring some sandwiches from home, which is also very Dutch, of course. And then in the evening, most students are participating here in Twente within an association. So, or they do sports or some performing arts activities, or they are doing a committee to organize something. So that's within their spare time. We also have a really strong community bond here in Enschede. So everybody knows each other. And when you go to the city center, of course, for a little bit of relaxing at a bar, then you have always someone to talk to. So looking throughout the week, I would guess around 40 hours of studying, in the evening a little bit of self-development, for example, on a committee, and of course the fun stuff that the student life has to offer here. So it's quite diverse, and there's place for everybody to explore it in their own way, since nobody is the same and nobody has the same interest. But the university and the offer that we have here, it's so broad that everybody for sure can find its place to feel home and comfortable.
I guess one of the other things we're interested in before we get to the extracurricular stuff is study support. So study counselling, you know, that kind of thing. Is that provided? What does that look like, that support for student study?
Yeah, so let's begin at, well, the feeling that you have here at the University of Twente. I already said there's a strong community feeling, and that's not only between students, it's also within lecturers, for example. Everybody is really approachable, and that makes learning really approachable as well. On a low level, you can ask questions, you can just walk in most of the time, just send an email and you will get a quick reply. But that's apart from learning. Also, when you have something maybe mentally, you need support, there's a wide range of support for it. They are setting up an information center, so all your questions can easily be answered. They're really looking into how to make it as easy as possible for students to give all the support that is needed. And that's just great. Looking back at myself, also my studio advisor, for example, the way that he helped me through problems that I have, it's really personal, and I think that is really typical for Twente. It's really the education with a personal touch, or as we say it, high tech with a human touch.
Yes, that's a good slogan.
After my lectures, I like to visit my study association, Atlantis. Now, Nina, as our chair, I'm sure you can tell us what Atlantis is and what Atlantis does.
Atlantis is a study association of Atlas, so we organize fun events for activities for our members, and we also do educational stuff. We offer books for a cheaper price. It's all a fun bubble, actually.
Ah, great. Next up, I have a project meeting. Now, projects play a really big part of our educational program. Hi guys!
Hi.
So, this is my project group. Catherine, can you tell us what we're working on today?
Yeah, so we're in our semester 4 project and the theme is Wicked Problems. So today we're taking a look at the Lake Chad Basin crisis and we'll be specifically looking at refugees within the crisis.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. Walter, what do you like about project-based learning?
What I really like about project-based learning is that you learn how to apply the knowledge you have in meaningful projects.
Now, in our team, of course, we need someone to manage and lead us. Kyla, what's your role within our team?
Within our team, I'm the team leader. So I make sure we know the deadlines, we finish the deadlines in time, and we have a fun time while we learn a lot.
Well, we're definitely in safe hands with Kyla. Right, I've got to get back to work now.
Now, look, obviously, extracurricular activities absolutely central. Twente and certainly what union. Now before we get to the student union, can you tell us first about the university's student team?
About the student team, yeah. So we have a couple, and they are fairly big groups that are joining, for example, competition with, for example, Solar Boat, and they are doing worldwide competitions on being the best of achieving something innovative. These teams voluntarily put in a lot of effort to push innovation, student-based innovation, to the maximum. And it's so cool to see the sponsors that they get, the things they create. It's unbelievable. They have their own building and their own workshop within there to fully explore everything within their project that is possible. And when you walk through, you get a really vibrant vibe of everything that a student can achieve within such a board year.
Yes, I mean, we'll put a link in the show notes. I mean, some of the stuff we came across was fascinating. This stuff about kind of, you know, the team working on an electric superbike just sounded, you know, really, you know, some of it just genuinely exciting, you know?
It's true. Well, I had a tour around the factory and there wasn't one moment that I wasn't there with a really big smile. I was like, this is so super duper cool. Which student doesn't want to be here?
Sure. Now, look, you're president at the only I was about to say the only student union in the Netherlands. That's not quite true insofar as there are lots of student representative organisations in the Netherlands. But you're the president of the only student union that is kind of vaguely resembles a UK student union. So tell us about the student union and what you...
So as I said before, there was made a distinction 20 years ago about the development of students. And they said also extracurricular development is highly important for students. We have to set up an umbrella, well, a union that comes up for these interests of students within these extracurricular things. Like learning of soft skills is highly important, and you can best do that by practice. So they went to Finland and they saw a student union example over there. And one of the board members was highly convinced, and he said to the others, come over, we have to check this out. And some years later, the University of Twente actually started the first student union here in Twente. And now 20 years later, as you see how much it has been growing, with the university around 30,000 students and more than 150 associations, a lot of students are participating within, as we call it, activism. It isn't politically, it's more like volunteering within all these associations to keep this vibrant community going. And we as student union try to provide everything for the associations that they need, to achieve more than a degree for students, which is our slogan.
Yes. Now look, I guess for UK listeners, people will think, oh yeah, okay, well, you know, there are clubs and society which are largely based hobbies, but these associations you support, particularly at Twente, but to some extent, can you give us a sense of the size and scale and the breadth of things that students are running at the university?
So it can depend. Some associations are smaller, some are bigger. For example, rowing is a really big sport over here. They have their own complex with two other water sports. And you have to think about, well, around 1,000 members. It's a really big association. I don't know the exact numbers, but also, for example, hockey is really big. They have their own clubhouse, so they can also enjoy some nice after training drinks. A lot of associations do have this social aspect as well as the sports aspect to it. And not only sports associations, also cultural associations or for study-related associations. They all have a social and a, well, more in-depth way. And it's really interesting. Does that answer your question a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, for example, kicking we thought was very... So kicking is broadly, you know, the way in which, you know, kind of Welcome Week or Freshers Week works. But, I mean, give us this... I mean, just kicking. I mean, apart from the fact that it's got its own giant office in your building, give us a sense of the kind of size and scale of that, its budget, you know, how many students are involved in it and so on.
The kicking, first, a little bit of introduction. So when new students come here at the University of Twente, they have to get a glance of everything that the university and the city has to offer. And a kick-in, well, as the name says, literally kicks you into the student life that we have here. So it's a week full of activities organized by students, of course, because everything we do is by and for students. And it is a week of great entertainment, a big show festival. There is the student building here, the Bastille. We call it the Bestorming of the Bastille, where students are on a, they go to an obstacle course and then they have to reach the building, which is a big hit. All kind of student typical Dutch activities are introduced, a lot of parties. In total, it gives a great introduction to what student life is here. And again, it's all set up by students. It's an event of, well, approximately each year, 2,500 new students come here, and also the support that is here. So the event, around 200 people help there. Then thousands of people actually go there. So I think if you count it up, it's a pretty big event.
And how many, I mean there are, how many students do you reckon are kind of involved in organizing that event? You know, give us a sense of the scale of student involvement, not just in participating, I mean, in actually making it happen. And how long does it take to make happen and so on?
So for this specific event, we have multiple events and a lot of associations that all need their own support. But for this specific event, 6 students voluntarily put in their time a whole year to set this up. And when the event comes, there are crew members, as we call them, and around 200 people voluntarily help to set up this event. Another event, which is also really interesting, is, for example, the Batavia race, the largest rally race in the world. It has broken its own record, I think, for 4 times right now, where 8,000 people join a rally race. And in the end, there's a really big festival here at campus, and it's really special. And also there, 9 full-time students are collaborating for a whole year to set up this event. And when the event is there, if I make a guess, around 150 students are voluntarily helping to make the event work.
Yes. Now, one of the things that I think is really interesting is, so in both those examples, you were talking about some students being full time, and you have the university has a special grant system that you administer that means that you've got actually quite a significant number of students engaged in some of these projects full time, haven't you?
Yeah. So to make an estimation, that's hard, but hundreds, thousands of students voluntarily join committees or do a board year that can be part or full-time, and they all do it voluntarily because they believe in the community that they are part of, and they believe that self-development of yourself, the experience that you get out of it, is worth a lot. And it's true. If I look at myself, I'm also doing this board year from 1 year ago until now. The amount of soft skills, intuition and insights that I got, it's unbelievable. And to support that a little bit, we have our FOBOL system, which is for financial compensation of the study costs that you make.
Yes. Now, so this FOBOS system, you know, how does that work then? So is it that a certain number of students perhaps that are, you know, not studying for the 6 months or the year of their project, are they kind of, is it like a replacement for the sort of student finance that would normally come from the government? You know, how does that, you know, what do they get? What okay. Do you get, Bram? You know?
Okay. So in general, if you come here as a student and you want to study, you have to pay tuition fee, and that's for the university. Of course, when you're, for example, living here, you also need to pay for your room and pay for your food. So for your room and your food, you can get a loan from the government, and also partially for the study that you have to pay. And the FOBOL system, because you don't get any education during the year, pays you back the amount of educational money that you spend. So the government currently allows you to loan money for studying here or doing such a year, a board year.
Oh, so fascinating. So to some extent, when you say you're a volunteer, you're getting some money back, but you're still actually building up some student debt. And that's you're, effectively, I think what you're saying is what you get out of these opportunities is so important that there are students who, you know, there are lots of students by the sounds of it that will do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's, I think, summarized fairly well. Indeed, we are young and we are hungry for improvement, for experiences. And if you want to get such an experience at such a relatively young age, then doing a board year is a great opportunity to do so, and it's a great improvement also for your professional career.
As well as the board years are for perhaps what, you know, quite what we might recognise as student projects and festival activity, there's a system in the Netherlands, isn't there, for the governance of universities, which involves a kind of statutory annual election, and I think from memory you were once elected onto this kind of university body. So tell us about how that works. What is this kind of big university election that happened?
Yes. So, of course, students need to be represented within the university, and all faculties have a faculty council, and university also has a university council, where students can decide, or well, help to decide what should be the policy and what not. To actually think along within the decisive body of the university, which is really interesting. Each year, elections are held for this, to elect students that will represent their fellow students in what would be the policy for that year.
Yes, now, and there's a kind of party system, right? So is this what, you know, groups of students organise into, are they really political, or is this just more about, you know groups wanting to kind of set out positions?
So, you can see it a little bit more as, well, not political. They are based on the belief that they have of what the University of Twente should look like and what's best for their community. So within the University Council, we have two parties, and they own try to represent their vision.
And what's the big difference, Bram? So, I mean, you were part of, which one were you a part of?
I was part of DAS.
The party for the ambitious student. Yeah. So what is the big, if I said to you, what is the big difference between your party and the other party organising, what would you say, other than the fact that on your website everyone wears a suit and on the other website they all seem to be just wearing shirts and jeans?
Okay, so the party DAS, where I was part of, was originally based from the idea of active students, the students that weren't study associations that didn't feel heard enough. So they wanted to have a perspective from the side that is not study related, and so they created a party. Eureka, to my idea, is originally a little bit more focused towards also the study association. So it's a little bit of a difference in discipline that they have, but a lot of times they also overlap within their vision of what is best for students, of course. So it's the area where you're from and where you believe in that would be best to represent students from, that's the way that the two parties are set up, if you ask me.
I mean, do you get a sense that when students, I mean, how many students vote in that, if I start, that would be, and do you get a sense that students are kind of actually thinking about, you know, what goes on in the university when they vote in that election?
Well, so to your first question, I think that a quarter of the students vote for this election. So around, what would it be, 3,000 students do think that their vote really matters within this. The university last year has been growing, and the university always has been a university by and for students, where the student's voice in all levels of the university is really important. And last year they wanted to give that an extra kick, let's say so, and we also set up a new project, which is student involvement, which also involves students at project base. So when they're set up a new project within the University of Twente, also students are engaged in there. So in a broad sense, we try to get the student opinion more and more within the university, and that's really interesting.
Yes, and look, I mean, this goes relatively deep, doesn't it? So if I'm in a, I don't know, if I'm in a particular study area, presumably there's a committee in there that has got students too. And there's normally, you know, when I was wandering around campus when you were initially talking to everyone, I was kind of exploring. And I came across a couple of what looked like kind of local study associates for a couple of subject areas that just looked, you know, that just looked really interesting. You know, just give us a, you know, if I'm in, I don't know, I don't, if I'm in engineering, just explain how I'm represented and how students are engaged in kind of subject of engineering.
Okay, so every study has their own study association. For some studies it's combined, but they represent, or well, they form actually a link between the student and also a little bit the university. So, for example, they provide discounts to books, they organize great things, they said they introduce students when they are coming here. So, for example, from the faculty, they make sure that they have a proper introduction, they will provide information. So they are really connecting students with their study. So it's an association based on the study to provide students with, a study community.
Yes, that sense of community, I think, is very important. You know, we've been doing some work on community and belonging over the past couple of years. And so, you know, I mean, I certainly got the impression that, you know, if I was, I don't know, a student, that because of the kind of space and budget given to that association, that, you know, them being given responsibility for creating a supportive team was something that's really important at the...
Yes, and I think you actually... hit it on the nail there, that students are given a lot of responsibility within the university to make the university actually work. So we also, of course, have a lot of employees here at the university, but students also form a critical part of what this university makes it work. And that's really special. For example, me being the president of the student union, if I compare it to the UK, there they have a senior board that does it most. And here they said, who better do this than students? Because we already have experience with that and it always works great. So here they put students on such a position, which is really nice. So everything is really done by and for students. And that's a really, really valuable and nice core of the University of Twente.
Now, Bram, how can this be? So, you know, I mean, if there must be, I mean, there must be some moments where this goes wrong, or students mess something up, or students make a really bad decision. How can it be? You know, and you know, there's a kind of perspective of that I've got here, and I'm playing a little bit, but you see what I mean. How can it be that students are trusted with such a large amount of money and such a lot of responsibility in terms of the student experience?
Yes. So, of course, we made sure that even though students have less, experience, because that's the main factor, they do have a high motivation. They are doing it voluntarily, which means they are giving up a year of their studies to give up the time for a goal that they believe in. So they really want to make it work. So first, there's the high motivation. And then second is also the support that they get. So as a student union, because every association is fully arranged by students, we try to arrange every support in every way that is possible. But also we as a board get a lot of support. So the university has its services, for example, finance, and we also get support as a board from finance. So in all ways, there's set out a structure to give students all the support that they need. So in the end, everything will turn out as it is preferred.
Well, I mean, really interesting stuff. Now, look, before we go, I know that over the past week or so, Union has been playing host to a big event in a massive tent on campus.
Yes.
So just what on earth is Create Tomorrow?
Good question. Well, first of all, it's the greatest and biggest think tank that you can think about. Hundreds and hundreds of students go there. Companies give cases. And students are thinking about a solution. And
So when you say companies give cases, just explain that. What does that look like? When you say a company gives a case, what does that mean?
Okay, an example. This year, for example, NS, one of the train services within the Netherlands, had a case of a redesign of one of their trains, if I say it correctly, of course. And then they deliver such a case to... Create Tomorrow, and lots of students are going to think about what would be the best idea, given certain constraints, to come up with to solve this problem. And they get a lot of support during the day. They get workshops, they get entertainment, food. There's a really big tent where it's all happening. So you're one day working with your friends on such a case, and in the end, there's a big sum of money that you can win. If you have the best solution.
Hi, I'm Rudolf Hemmer. I'm the host of Create Tomorrow 2019. Create Tomorrow is the world's biggest student think tank.
The students started at 10:30 today and they have 6 hours to work on their case. We have 3 different keynote speakers, we have entertainment, and a 4-headed jury will assess the best solutions and ideas.
It's great to see so many teams dedicated and also working very hard in the beginning already for a solution, and they ask a lot of questions, which is always a good signal that they really take it seriously. I expect mind-blowing results, concepts, to help us think in a different way.
I think it's really great. It's the first time I've been here, and I think the organization is really great, the greatest student think tank in the world. So yeah, I'm really impressed.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see if we can find any new revolutionary ideas, because there's also a lot of already known and a lot of ideas are already present. So I hope to find a new Eureka moment today.
Yeah, I think it's a really nice day. I'm here with my friends and normally we're just talking and chilling a bit together, and today we're a bit more serious and sharing our knowledge together and yeah, work on real social problems.
Within every organization, innovation is a huge aspect of the organization. Also within the Ministry of Infrastructure and Water Affairs. But everything is very new. We don't know all the answers yet. So that's why we asked 100 students to help us with these answers. And students actually really help us to think bigger than we already do.
We like to make use of the knowledge and like the creative ideas that students come up with. Pick their brains. Come up with new innovative ideas.
The winning idea will be helped with novelty with a bootcamp that I'm sure they're going to skyrocket the idea.
Vibrant, amazing, really great. If you look at also all those people, all that collective intelligence is really, really beautiful to see. And what I like the most about it is all organized by students. What I've heard so far, because I've been talking all day to people, they are really enthusiastic, but especially also the way the students think and how independent they are. Not sure what they are coming up with, but really curious.
And this, I mean, about 1,000 students taking part in this, all organised by students. Really, really impressive stuff. And I guess in some ways, what Create Tomorrow does is really kind of exemplify everything we've talked about around, you know, kind of practice base and applying learning and interdisciplinarity and also extracurricular activities. It really brings it all together, doesn't it? And we'll post a couple of links up to some of the after movies on the site. Well, look, Bram, it's been fantastic to have you on. Thanks so much for telling us all about that. Do visit NCHEDE if you get chance, folks. If you're thinking about visiting either Germany or the Netherlands, it's well worth a visit. The setting that the university is in kind of parkland is absolutely beautiful. As I say, Bram, great to have you on. Have a great summer. So that's about it for this week. Remember, to dig a bit deeper into anything we've discussed today, you'll find links in the show notes on wonky.com. Don't forget, you can get the latest show automatically when it's out. Just search for The Wonky Show wherever you get your podcasts. And to find out how we can keep you and your organisation ahead of everything going on in UKAG, do head to the website to find out more about our subscriptions. So thanks very much to Bram at 20, Michael, who makes the show happen behind the scenes. Mark will be here next week. And until then, stay wonky.